To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
I'll leave the one thing with regards to our fan base. I understand the frustration. Our record's what it is. But I can promise you, okay, we're going to work our tails off, you know, every day we walk in this facility as coaching staff, as players, to go out there and do whatever we can, okay, to give us our best opportunity to win a football game. That's what it's all about. It's about winning.
Well, that right there was fake Oiler interim head coach Mike McCoy, B. Scott, in his message to fake Oiler fans earlier today.
It's about winning.
Yeah, it's about winning. They ain't been doing too much of that. And I don't think you could forecast of them doing much of that, at least for the...
You play to win the game.
No, sir. Well, you do, but you guys don't seem to be doing that up in Tennessee, where I've really tried to, like, honestly, like, heart-to-heart conversation with T-Mill, who's planning a trip up there.
Yeah, I'm worried about this trip.
I said, dude, if you ever just, like, sacrifice one, like a father-son trip for the city of Houston, like this would have to be it, right?
This is how we break the trend, bro.
Yeah. You don't need to break the trend in the most pivotal season in Texans franchise history, okay?
You going with your pops?
I am.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's personal.
He says it, okay, but there's a third ticket involved. And I said, well, who's the third ticket for? Like a buddy of his? And he's like, yeah. And I said, okay, let him go with his friend. And then you sacrifice one of your tickets and let that friend bring another friend and let a guy's trip.
It's a tradition, man. Tradition unlike any other. The Milner's on the road for an away game for these Texans every year.
What are you going to be, 0-4 if this goes sour?
If this goes sour, I believe that is correct.
Yeah.
0-4. The stinger, though, the part that really makes us stinks, and you are laying this out right now, but... 0-3 thus far going into Nashville for me for this away game this year. And all three of those losses are very arguably the worst Texans losses of the season. And I wish that was hyperbolic. But last year was the Vikings, and that for sure was the best ass whooping the Texans got all season long.
See, here's what's going to happen. You're setting the table for this. So, like, Mike McCoy, he has not coached as head coach in the NFL since the 2016 season when he was fired from the San Diego Chargers after, I don't know, losing double-digit games, whatever it was, right?
So long ago, I barely even remember that.
But if he beats the Texans, then all of a sudden, A.D. Adams Strunk is going to think, you know what, maybe Mike McCoy, he's got something here.
Yeah, I'm onto something here.
We're going to hire this guy.
Oh, and she's clearly clueless.
Yeah.
She clearly has no idea what she's doing.
Yeah, so Tyler Milner.
We cannot lose this game.
Will single-handedly be responsible for, like, I don't know, probably once upon a time ago getting, like, two different Titan coaches fired, maybe one getting hired in this case on a full-time basis.
Dude.
Who knows?
Suck it, Nashville.
But you know what? To be fair, to kind of get ahead of this or to preempt this a little bit, to be fair to Tyler, if the Texans go on the road and lose that game to that Tennessee Titans team, we'll have fun with Tyler about it. You know, it'll be good for the show. It'll be good for the station.
Oh, will it?
Kind of playing up the whole curse or whatever. But it'll be hard to have really much excuse for that team. To lose to that team, given what's at stake, given what the Titans are, and given how desperate you are, not even just against the Titans, but even the other teams in the division. Like, you need to be making sure that you win that next Jacksonville game. You need to be worried about those two games that you got against the Colts. You ain't got time to be going up to Tennessee, whether Tyler's there or not. You ain't got time to go up to Tennessee and lose. That ain't in the cards, man. That's out of the question if we're going to be serious about this season.
I'm with you. But what if the Texans win like four straight games and then lose to the Titans? Like, that would be the only way you could even somewhat call that palatable, is if you're 6-3 going into that game and then Tyler screws it up for everybody.
Man.
And then the Texans are 6-4 after that. I'm just saying.
Look, man, that'd be them losing to the Titans would be like them losing to the Titans last year at home, the Jets in both the previous years. The Panthers 2 years ago.
Yeah. I was there.
It would be a long no. Oh, that's right. Damn it, Tyler. Seriously?
Yeah, remember that?
That was definitely their worst loss that season, was at the Panthers.
Was that like 16-13 or something?
Something like that.
Or maybe 13-12.
You were there.
It was something real stupid.
Should remember.
I was there. I was cussing quite a bit.
All right, so with...
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mike McCoy in now as interim fake Oiler head coach. And Callahan out. Oh, by the way, yesterday did you see Papa Bear went with him? The offensive line coach, Bill Callahan?
Oh, well, I would think so.
Oh, I didn't even piece that together.
Yeah, it was like 2 or 3 hours after the show had ended yesterday. Because I'd asked you guys the question. I'm like, was Papa going to stick around? Like, what's going on?
Sorry, son. I don't know what to tell you, but these bills ain't going to pay themselves.
Ain't going to pay themselves.
What a daddy's boy.
I wonder if he stepped down and was like, all right, you going to fire my boy? Like, I'm bouncing too.
Or, you going to get rid of my boy?
Or if he got the pink slip in his locker as well when he showed up to work.
My loins?
But who's on the hottest of hot seats now going forward? Because, look, there's one down. He's the first one out of the year. Callahan was for the Titans yesterday. Now, is it going to be the 1-5 Mike McDaniel led Dolphins? Is it going to be the 0-6 Aaron Glenn led Jets? Is it going to be the 1-5, by the way, two-time coach of the year, Kevin Stefanski in the Cleveland Browns? Brian Daboll's on the list. Jonathan Gannon's on the list. There's one guy, and now granted, the only list I could find was prior to Callahan being fired. Brian Callahan was the favorite first up to be fired as of 6 days ago. He was minus 125 odds. a guy that's on this list, his team is now 3-3. Dave Canales, who coaches the Panthers.
I don't think Canales should be on the list. They
I don't think so either.
They're actually starting. I know they played against a pitiful Cowboys defense over the weekend, and anybody would look good against them. But they, if you just watch it and don't just do the lazy thing, it's the Cowboys defense thing, which is an easy narrative and true.
Yeah.
And watch them. They've got some young playmakers, man. Bryce Young's figuring it out. Tetero McMillan, or if I'm saying it right, McMillan, the kid out of Arizona.
You can call him Tet.
There you go. Tet McMillan.
Even though he says he didn't like that.
Leggett, despite that boneheaded whatever move he tried to make in that game. I don't understand what he was trying to do. If it was a lateral, what exactly was going on there? But there's something there. I wouldn't quit on Dave Canales the way the Titans have quit on Brian Callahan, understandably.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there, but Mike McDaniel's got to be
the leader in the clubhouse. Yeah, it's got to be, to me, Mike McDaniel and Kevin Stefanski at the top. And I think Kevin Stefanski is unfortunate because he has been a coach of the year. He's done a really good job. I actually think he's a really good coach. But at some point, and we can't trust the Browns to actually believe this, but at some point they got to be at their fork in the road. And they got to decide, hey, if we maximize whatever this is, are we going to go as far as we are under our current leadership? I feel like Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski's job should be in jeopardy at this point based off of how things have gone in Cleveland. But Mike McDaniel's got to clearly be the leader in the clubhouse. I would say Aaron Glenn as well if he wasn't so damn new.
Only because it's the Jets. Not because maybe he's lost the locker room or anything like that. I think it's just, the Jets, this guy's leading us to 0-6 mark,
And man, those
questionable coaching decisions in game, maybe.
Yeah, the game management and the time management issues from over the weekend were, I would say, not ones that he can't come back from, but they're also so discouraging in, the guy that you hired. Did we hire somebody isn't fit for this position? And I hate to say that about Aaron Glenn, because I'm still rooting for him, by the way.
Same.
But based off of that London performance, it's like, ooh.
He had one of my favorite gifts of the NFL season so far.
How sad is that that might be his most memorable positive moment as a head coach?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, if Brian Callahan could stick around 2-3 weeks after most people thought he was going to be fired.
You're damn
up,
right. Give Aaron Glenn at least the year.
Yeah. I mean, you're 0-6. Figure it out. Give him a chance, okay? We want to fire him, so we can have first pick. You ain't going to hire nobody new now that's going to turn things around.
And then especially if they start trading away their good players, which is on the table, right? That's something that we've talked about already on the show. Brees Hall, the Williams brothers. We got people here who want Garrett Wilson, and we saw him yelling at Aaron Glenn. If they start getting rid of their actual good players, then I definitely think that Aaron Glenn deserves a little bit more leeway.
Yeah, no doubt about that. It'll be fun to watch, though. Next guy getting fired, over under 3 weeks.
Ooh, I'll go under.
I'll go under too, just because Mike McDaniel
right is like he is carrying that.
It's like
right
red alert.
He's doing a lot of the work.
It's red alert.
Wrong. It's over.
Oh my gosh! Coming up next, can we put any trade movement by this team to bed at this point? We'll discuss next. They put.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.